remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Notre Dame Athletic Director Pete Bevacqua told the Dan Patrick Show earlier today on Fox Sports Radio that the ACC has done permanent damage to the relationship between the school and the conference.
We didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that. But it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. And, you know, that's just not something we chose to do. We wouldn't choose to do that in the future.
Bevacqua said Notre Dame felt the ACC pushed a narrative to put Miami in the playoff over the Irish, which included an airing of the Miami win over Notre Dame 13 times on the ACC network over the past week. Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders will be the team starter for the rest of the season, according to head coach Kevin Stefanski. Colts quarterback Daniel Jones will miss the rest of the year with a torn Achilles, and backup quarterback rookie Riley Leonard is dealing with a knee injury. It's not certain he'll start against Seattle. Ravens running back Keaton Mitchell day-to-day with a knee issue.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Idaho-based Burke's Tractor filed a lawsuit against Monarch Tractor, accusing the California-based startup of a breach of contract and warranty violations after its tractors failed to operate autonomously. The dealership says the 10 tractors it bought for almost $800,000 are defective and didn't live up to the driver-optional autonomous claims of the company. Burke's bought the tractors in early 2024 with the intent of being one of the California companies first retail dealers. India expects to secure a new trade deal with the U.S. before the end of the year. Reuters says most issues between the two countries appear to be resolved after the U.S. imposed import tariffs of 50% in late August. The White House wants India to reduce oil purchases from Russia and bring down tariffs on multiple sectors, including agricultural trade. India's trade secretary told industry leaders a trade framework needs to come first. Farmer sentiment strengthened in November as rising crop prices and improved export prospects pushed the Purdue University CME Group's Ag Economy Barometer to 139, the highest since June. Much of the increase was driven by a sharp 15-point jump in future expectations, even as current conditions held steady. Financial outlooks improved alongside a 10-15% rally in fall delivery corn and soybean bids, helping offset weaker cattle prices.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction, December 18th and 19th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are slipping in afternoon trading. Investors are trading carefully ahead of the Fed's big announcement on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. They do have greater confidence that the Fed will focus lowering borrowing costs a quarter percentage point to strengthen the labor market. Investors will be focusing on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments that day to gauge the central bank's future policy path. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are lower, while tech is gaining, with chip makers like Broadcom advancing after the information reported that Microsoft was in talks of moving its custom chips business to Broadcom from Marvel Technology. The news not boding well for Marvel's stock, which is down over 7%. And shares of Carvana are surging 11% on news that the used car retailer will be joining the S&P 500 on December the 22nd. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Be in England, and England shall be free. We sang those words a long time ago in World War II. I hope they're still true. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Many commentators and pundits have called attention to the fact that the United States seems to follow a course set by the British. Many put us about 15 years behind our English cousins in adopting social reforms pioneered by them. Well, of late, that's been a cause for alarm. Under the leadership of the Socialist Labour Party, Britain has slid into seemingly unsolvable economic problems. Inflation and unemployment are staggering, and the value of the pound is sinking like a modern-day Titanic. Per-man-hour productivity in her industrial structure has gone down until the once-vaunted English craftsman is way behind his counterparts in all of the common market countries. Still, egged on by irresponsible labor leaders, he asks for shorter hours, higher pay, and more perks. That's fringe benefits. Strikes for little or no cause are commonplace. Well, at last a voice has been raised, and we as well as the British should take heed. Surprisingly, the voice comes not from the opposition party, the Conservatives, but from a leader, indeed the leader, of the Labor Party, Prime Minister Callaghan. He says, the cozy world which we were told would go on forever, where full employment would be guaranteed by a stroke of the Chancellor's pen, cutting taxes and deficit spending, is gone. The Prime Minister, it is said, now sees socialism as an oversold superstition among the British working class. Well, if it is true that somehow we take a parallel course to Britain, then we'd better listen to what the Labour Prime Minister told the British Labour Party at its recent convention. He obviously was not out to win a popularity contest, and didn't. But even those who jeered the loudest must have wondered if they could equal his courage. We must ask ourselves unflinchingly, he said, what is the cause of high unemployment? And he answered his own question. Quite simply and unequivocally, it is caused by paying ourselves more than the value of what we produce. This is an absolute fact of life which no government, be it left or right, can alter. We have lived too long on borrowed money and even borrowed ideas, and live in too troubled a world to be able in a matter of months or even a couple of years to enter the promised land. He went on to say to his surly audience, we used to think you could just spend your way out of a recession and increase employment by cutting taxes and boosting government spending. I tell you, that option no longer exists. And insofar as it did exist, it worked by injecting inflation into the economy. He added, we can only become competitive by having the right kind of investment at the right kind of level and by significantly improving the productivity of both labor and capital. Nor will we succeed if we use confetti money to pay ourselves more than we produce. I wonder if George Meany would like to ask him to address the AFL-CIO convention. And while he's here, maybe he could speak to Congress. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guest this afternoon, Gina Fitzpatrick from the, let's see, we can either say the California Mid-State Fair or the Paso Robles Event Center, but I think officially it was changed, oh, I don't know, 10 years ago to the Paso Robles Event Center.
You are correct. It was changed roughly about 10 years ago to the Paso Robles Event Center, but most people still know it as California Mid-State Fair.
That may, you know, again, a little fun here. That may depend on how long people have been around.
Yeah.
That, but when you go back and you look at the history of the I think it was the 16th District Fair or something is what it was called, starting in 1946. Then it became the Paso Robles then it became the California Mid-State Fair, which I think people's, even some, you know, quote-unquote locals, they still affiliate that facility as the California Mid-State Fair, not knowing that there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on there. And, of course, you're a part of it. You're a sponsorship development, and you have a kind of an interesting tie to being kind of from and maybe not from Paso Robles.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm fifth generation. My daughter's sixth generation here in our area in San Luis Obispo County. So interesting fun fact is there was actually one other name for the fair. And it was, my grandfather was actually on the fair board years and years ago. I would guess that was probably in the 60s and 70s that he served on the board of the fair.
Was Maynard there at the time?
And he was. Okay. He was. And I believe it was actually, it was more of like a county. It wasn't called the county fair, but it was for San Luis Obispo County.
So he more than likely was on the board that really, and no pun intended, the springboard when they brought in Buck Owens for the entertainment, and that really helped expand the popularity of the California Mid-State Fair, and then, you know, preceding the amount of amazing entertainers we've been able to get.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the biggest draw that we have.
Yeah, it's I know personally when I tell folks from other places that I live that, you know, who's coming to the fair, and get out of here.
Yeah, we're so fortunate. You should, if you ever want to come by, I'll show you some of the, we have a ton of photo stock and a lot of other fun stuff from over the years, all the entertainers that have come in. And it's so cool to see everybody from Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton to, you know, some of the people that are up now that I don't even know their names. But, you know, or I wouldn't if it wasn't for them having been at the fair.
Yeah, and it's, and again, the consistency of being able to, so, and I'm guessing that because of the past, that the, you know, if you think about it, the entertainment industry is a fairly small industry as a whole. So the reputation among the artists and their agents and so forth gets out like Paso Robles, and no, you need to do this.
Yeah, I do think that we have put ourselves on the map in that sense, in more ways than one. Of course, you know, we're definitely known as a wine destination now, and hadn't been for many years. But now that all of the efforts from our tourism partners, and we see what we've been able to do in that scene, and so coupling that by fantastic entertainment and people that are coming from all over the United States to be able to come and watch these concerts, it's pretty awesome.
It is. So how did you end up in the position of the sponsorship development?
Yeah, sure. So many people know that I formerly was working for the Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce as the president and CEO. I was there for just over 10 years. July was year 10. And I really didn't think that I would leave anytime soon. I was very happy in my role and having a blast. But I was also noticing that things were changing at home. And as my daughter's getting older, and if I really am doing the job of the chamber the right way, it was a huge commitment. I was gone a lot. And it was time for me to really prioritize a little bit differently and spend more time with Colette. And so I was just in conversation with Colleen, and she said that she had this position available. And I said, well, I'll be happy to look for people and give you some names of people I think would be good at this job. And to be honest, one thing led to another, and it just was time. Well, I had done a lot of the things at the chamber that I'd set out to do. We have the new location on the corner of 13th and Spring here in Paso Robles, and a beautiful location in Templeton as well. We were able to move both buildings into just spectacular spaces that really have visitor centers and an opportunity for people to come in and talk to us and to our staff. And the leadership program is something that I will always be very proud of. The leadership program, we worked in conjunction with the Atascadero Chamber, and we launched that 3 years ago. And it's so near and dear to my heart. I'm actually still the program administrator for that program on behalf of the chamber right now. And there were a lot of things over the years that were accomplished, and so it was time.
So you took over, I believe you said came on board in October,
mm-hmm.
after the blitz, so to speak, of the Mid-State Fair. The show there. So, but again, this is a guess on my part, because of your contacts that you have developed over the year through the chambers and just from being around and so forth, that the transition was fairly easy because you knew and you've worked with some of these people before.
Absolutely. I would say that 3/4 of our sponsors, I already have their name in my phone, or their contact information, is readily available. There is not a whole learning curve that I will need to go through because I am so familiar with the way sponsorships and things like that work. And really just being so passionate about the fair in general, and always the fair being something so near and dear to my heart because I see the value for our entire community. And so the learning curve's not huge by any means. I'm loving every second of it.
One thing I've noticed from people who have worked at the fair and in all kinds of areas, that they have one of the things they have in common that's good for the fair, and I think it makes it better for them as well, is that they attended the fair and they have fun, they enjoyed it, so they have a sense of what goes on and what should go on at the California Mid-State Fair.
Yeah, definitely. It's easy to look at it still, after all of these years, from all of the years that we showed animals. And as, now as a parent, what do the parents need? What do the exhibitors need? What do we see that it's almost like having a new set of eyes is always beneficial. And that's what we are able to do now. Colleen is I cannot speak more highly of the team that she's put in place. Everybody loves being there, and we all collaboratively, work together to be able to ensure that, like, as we're ramping up now for the 2026 fair, all ideas are good ideas.
Well, also, you mentioned the animal part, which obviously is a huge part of the fair, and the money it generates, and the good it does for the kids, raising the animals and so forth. But you mentioned that, okay, so you know about that. So if somebody comes, not necessarily directly to you, but somebody at the fair probably showed, or their kids showed animals, so they have an idea of what the issue may be, and they can address it appropriately.
Definitely. Definitely. There's not a lot that's foreign to me, luckily, in this learning process. Some of the things I'm not as familiar with, the way that it works with vendors, these people that literally this is what they do, and they travel from fair to fair throughout the year. And I'm not as familiar with all of those aspects of it, but familiar enough. And luckily, that's not my one area of expertise that I need to be working in. So, but absolutely, I think that when you look at the opportunities that we're giving these kids, for them to be able to save money for college and put that money aside and learn how to work with money and budget. And, I have to have money to feed my steer or my pig.
Well, and the responsibility of self, just of the animals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's, something that I know, probably some parents, when their kids ask them, is like, how much of this work am I going to have to do?
Definitely. And we had to do it all, You learn those things by these opportunities.
So you come into this position of sponsorship development. Is there more to it than just the title of, we think sponsorship development, and you got the staff? What are the things that surround that?
Yeah, there's a lot. And I don't know that I knew that going into it, because you think sponsorships, period, end of story. I'm out doing what I do and talking to people and attending events and having a blast. And but there are other aspects of it that I'm actually still in the process of learning. It really will come during fair time. We are also, I oversee the hospitality tent for the sponsors to be able to come into, and then many other pieces, as it just like any organization, there's so many things that intertwine. And so I'm currently in the process of learning those pieces.
Do you have, again, I always say this, that the Mid-State Fair, we have a tendency to think, well, the Mid-State Fair, fairgrounds, well, it's just July.
Yeah.
Well, that's obviously it's not true, because there are a lot of events that go on pretty much year round at the California Mid-State Fair. Do you have much to do with any of those?
No, not specifically, not yet. I do not. And it's been very exciting for me. I think I did have a very good understanding, because we were meeting on a consistent basis. All of the partners is what we called ourselves. And for many years, the city actually brought us together on a quarterly basis, and we would all meet to be able to hear what types of events are coming in and how we can all support each other, because oftentimes we all cross over anyway. And so I had a very good understanding of how busy the event center is in general. And now working there, you really do see there's a show there right now that's been there the last, gosh, I think they loaded up and came in on Friday. Every day there's something, every week there's something. And well, we continue to have people contacting us to say, I have a huge show. Can I come in?
Well, that's, as a matter of fact, the coming up starting this Friday is the Mid-State Fair Market.
Yes.
Which is huge. There are, and again, I'm guessing here that there's probably some crossover vendors involved with this.
Yes.
That you may be able to get to meet for the first time.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And many of our sponsors that have contacted us because they want to be a part of this.
And that's, coming up for, what, I think, yeah, 3 days. 3 days this weekend. And that's something, again, people with the, I don't know, if not the assumption. Well, maybe the assumption that, well, the Mid-State Fair is just this one thing, but... and I know over the last, I don't know, again, maybe 15 years or so, that the amount of people or groups that are using this on weekends has grown quite a bit. And so I think part of it, too, is the help to make the grounds better. Now, that's 40 acres. That's a lot of ground. Again, people may not be aware of that. But the Heritage Foundation has come in and has made those facilities pretty top-notch. So that's going to want people from other areas with their shows to come in to do a lot of things.
Yes, definitely. The Heritage Foundation has been a huge advocate for all of these events and everything that the fair had as a goal in order to turn into the event center. And I think that there's still some clarification maybe for some. The Mid-State Market is actually put on by fair staff. And it's actually something that the fair itself is promoting and is the host of. And then there's others that people have rented the facility for. But the grounds are spectacular. They're just absolutely really beautiful. And I think when you're just there during fair time and there's so many people, you don't often see all of the pieces. But being able to walk around the grounds, and of course, I'm partial because much of the flagstone was actually donated by our family. So I love seeing Maynard's Mountain and being able to see all of the rock work that is there, but really just everywhere throughout the grounds.
We're talking with Gina Fitzpatrick, sponsorship development from the Paso Robles Event Center. We'll be right back.
News. Next, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has announced a $12 billion aid package for U.S. farmers who have struggled to sell their crops while getting hit by rising costs.
This relief will provide much-needed certainty to farmers as they get this year's harvest to market and look ahead to next year's crops. And it'll help them continue their efforts to lower food prices.
It's part of the push for easing inflation and affordability concerns for Americans. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem delivering bonus checks to TSA employees in Tampa, Florida today. Noem says it's a way of thanking them for working during the record-long government shutdown.
I'm so proud of them, and I'm proud of everyone in leadership who inspired them to continue to do their jobs and to do them well. Because of that hard work, I'm here to present each of them that are behind me, and many, many more will also receive the $10,000 bonus checks.
America's listening to Fox News.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between the curb rail and Laurel Roads.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Kevin Will with our special guest in studio, Gina Fitzpatrick. Sponsorship development from the Paso Robles Event Center. Okay, so a question I always like to ask people, whether they're putting on a weekend show, but something to this magnitude, is this year round? I mean, is it, you know, people, again, I know that there's a kind of a shutdown period after the Mid-State Fair. You know, people are still working hard, and then they may get a breather for a while. But in your case, you know, again, you came on in October. Did you understand the magnitude of the work that this is not just, hey, we don't put this fair together 2 months or 3 months in advance?
I think because of my background in having put on so many events, 450 people events, you know, it seemed like a lot for me. But now looking at 360,000 people, entirely different. I think I knew that there had to be more behind the scenes work that happens throughout the year. But to your point, to this magnitude, no, I did not.
Because, you know, again, the fair has been established for so many years, but everything is not automatic on a year-to-year basis. Things come up, a few things may change, et cetera, et cetera. So you got to stay on top of it. And also because of the competition, maybe some from some other fairs, and the vendors also wanting to plan well in advance to make sure that everything is tight and secure.
Yeah, absolutely. Many of the vendors contact us. And actually, what I've learned, too, is that we actually are the launch fair for some of these vendors, meaning that for their year when they're going getting ready to go out on the road. Some start with us because they love us so much. They say it's always just such a great feel to begin with us, and then they go out on the road. But yeah, it's a ton of coordinating on all, and it's the littlest things to the biggest things. You know, people do. They think, oh, it's entertainment. You secure the 10 concerts and you're done. Easy. It's not.
No, because, you know, again, just from experience and talking with people that have worked there over the years, just getting the entertainment it's not, you know, because people say, well, can you, we want to get so-and-so. There's a coordination of schedules and et cetera, with the entertainers to see if they can get the fare. And then, of course, there's negotiations as well. So it's not as easy as people think. So do you look at this as a, again, you're on a learning curve, but it's another challenge?
Absolutely. I always look at it as a challenge. That's just who I am. Yes, I do look at it as a challenge. I think it's been such a good feeling for me to see the excitement from our sponsors. And thank you, KPRL. You are a sponsor of ours. Because the excitement is there. Everybody realizes what they're giving to and love. They love to see the smiles on people's faces just as much as you and I do, you know? And so I think going through this process is a challenge for me just to learn all of the things that I need to do. Of course, next year at this time, my calendar will look a little bit different. I'll know better how to actually position myself in advance for the fair.
Well, also, you know, the challenge, but also there is a maybe underlying pressure to continue the tradition of what the California Mid-State Fair brings to this area.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. We want our, you know, everybody to be able to enjoy the, what you find too is that people come to the fair for different reasons. Some are there only for the livestock shows and they want to see what type of cattle are coming in, or the equestrian center, and they have somebody maybe that they know, or they love watching the rodeos, and others specific to the entertainment or the exhibits. So when you realize that you're not dealing with just one type of audience and that it's multiple audiences, you do want to go the extra mile to make sure that you can help everybody to be able to find what they need.
Well, of course, since, you know, basically, you know, obviously it's changed over the years of, because, you know, back in the day, you know, one of the highlights was the flowers. You know, again, when you start back in 1946, so it gradually progressed to the chagrin of some people. But, I mean, you have to be realistic. The concerts are what's, I mean, that's the draw from people all over. But one of the things that people should do is get there a little early and walk around the grounds and see all the different variety of not only the vendors, but also the exhibits that are in the buildings and obviously the livestock and so forth. It's pretty amazing the amount of talent that is out there and puts their wares on display.
Yeah, the industrial arts, if you have not seen what those students are doing through the industrial arts program, absolutely come and take a look. It is spectacular. Everything from, oh my gosh, coffee tables to barbecues to these elaborate things that just, they're showstoppers. And these were all ideas from students.
Yeah, that's become another staple of the fair. That people want to go see that, and obviously they support it very well. So as we wind down here, Gina, is there or have you been warned of a, okay, we're in second or third gear now, and then after the first of the year, we're going to ride, you know, we're going to get it, you know, punch it down a little bit more.
Yes, that's exactly it. January, actually, the majority of the staff, me included, we'll head up to the Western Fairs Association conference, and we'll spend a couple of days with people from all throughout the United States that do this for a living. So I know that we'll get even more ideas, and it's a collaborative venue for us to be able to talk to others and what worked for you and what, you know, what didn't type of a thing. And the moment we get back, absolutely, we're going strong.
All right. So your little, you know, slight period is going to drastically change.
I was pacing myself. And now, yes, my hair is going to... Correct. Be ready to go.
Okay, Gina, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin.
Alrighty. Susanna's coming up next. Thanks for listening this afternoon to The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM KPRL.com Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.